1470, 100.3 WMBD, The Greg and Dan Show. Look at that. It's Charles Yang in our studio. Charles Yang is one of our favorite big black couch performers over the years.
The world's most entertaining violinist.
That's what I'm billed as.
That's what we're billing you at. We did a promo yesterday. We called you that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
The world's most entertaining violinist. Performing with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra and part of a program where they bring artists to town and they do things all over town for a week. And you've been in town a couple of days, and you've already been busy as all get out, right?
Yeah, it's called the Resident Artist Week, and I'm their first guinea pig subject.
Right. You know what it is? I don't know if you follow wrestling. They have WWE Raw.
This is the PSO
that's Raw.
Right. That's it.
Resident Artist Week.
And I know people on the radio can't tell, but I'm actually, I look just like one of those wrestlers.
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you're
really strong, muscular man.
And you're going to juice later. He's going to juice.
That's right.
Guy in juice.
How you been? You were here a couple years ago, and by the way, we have on our Facebook, Throwback Thursday, you were kind enough a few years ago, you and your friend, what was his name?
Armand.
Yeah. We squeezed on the big black couch.
We did.
And it was fun. We had a good time. It's up on our Facebook page. Tell us what life is like these days for Charles Yang. What are you doing?
Life is great. Life is busy. I just came from the desert. I was in Moab, Utah. There's a music festival over there playing in grottos and canyons.
Really?
Pretty awesome.
That really awesome.
Wow.
Cool.
So it's kind of like their version of Red Rocks, which is outside.
Exactly. Yeah. They have this venue where it's they ship a grand piano in, but it's only by boat. You got to go by boat over the Colorado River. And I was just playing in this natural acoustic place. It was great.
Nice.
Now I'm here. After this, I'm doing something with ballet star Misty Copeland next week in New York. So
you just go where your agent tells you to?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I want to know the practical side of that. Do you just get a schedule? Does somebody just tell you that? Or
sometimes I don't
Do you work out days in advance, weeks in advance? Where?
I don't even know what I'm doing at like 2 o'clock today.
Isn't that's an interesting thing, though. Think about that of any of us that live.
Well, Greg and I don't know either. But
we're stupid. Yeah. I mean, it's not because we have a lot of stuff going on. But you have a life that is so packed with events, your event, right. That it would be impossible for you to concentrate on your music and your career and your performance and keep track of where you have to be. So you just...
Where someone else comes in.
But you
in,
give right. it up, boy. But to give it up to somebody, you're giving up, really, your calendar.
Right.
That's an interesting thing to do. It's sometimes scary.
What if
you don't want to be there at 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you know, it's all part of being a musician
of the game. I guess.
Of the game. You have to be part of everything.
But do you ever say to whoever's doing your bookings and all that, "I need a little Yang time"?
Whoa!
Oh,
hey,
Yang time!
Yang time!
New T-shirt!
Yang time!
Yang time!
I want 3 exclamation marks on that.
Can there be a soundbite called Yang time that you guys just push?
Yeah, Yang time.
I'll find it while we're talking. Yeah, well, that's a good question though. Do you ever do that? Do you ever say, "Look, I need a day. I need a week. I need to go see my family."
One of these days, I think I will need that. For now, you know, I'm just enjoying.
Because you love what you do.
I'm enjoying it. I'm lucky to be doing it. You know.
Tell us the beginning. I know that you get tired of telling this story. What's your beginning? Where were you? How old were you? You first pick up a violin or a guitar or whatever it was.
I was 3. My mom is a violinist, and she shoved a fiddle in my hands when I was 3. And I don't ever remember not playing the violin. You know, that's a...
Here's the thing, though. If you have someone who obviously has talent, you have to know when to push them. Because if you push too much, they'll just walk away. Even though they may have talent. They're burnt out. They don't like the pressure. They don't like the finger pointing and all that.
Right.
So did your mom just kind of let you?
Oh, no. Yeah. I hated it. You know, I'm very grateful that she pushed me. But I was at a point where, why am I doing this? I didn't like it up until I was, you know, 12 or so. And that's a long time to play the violin and not enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it really, you know, and then I realize it's, you know, I'm good at this, you know. I'm good at this. You know, I stopped practicing for my parents. I practice for myself.
For yourself, yeah.
And that's when it hit me that, you know, this is, you know, they're not forcing me to.
But they had to hold your feet to the fire.
Oh,
and
totally.
All the, you don't, if you don't practice, then you don't go play this or go with your friends or play video games or anything like that, right?
All of that was, you know, is very true. That I was, you know, you can't play with your friends. I didn't have any video games, you know, mm-hmm. You know, and it was tough, but it was a. Yeah, it was. That's how I grew up to be.
Now you travel the world.
Now I.
Your mom
see
and dad
hotels.
Opened those. You opened those doors. Those doors were open because
right,
of that practice.
Right.
Charles Yang is in town this week. He's going to be performing Saturday night with the, of course, the Civic Center at the Civic Center with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, and it is Carnival. Is it Carnival or Carnival? It's Carnival. Not Carnival.
Carnival.
And then tomorrow night, no, tonight, 7 to 9, Thursday night, tonight, at Kelleher's with the Brazilian Airs.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome.
That's
kind of
fun
that.
To
those
expand your whole music thing and just do whatever, right?
Rico Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Rico Wayne.
Yeah, Rico.
Rico.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to hang with those guys.
Those guys, Rico's super cool. Really, you're going to have a hard time. You might have to have a special Yang
Rico
time
Johnson.
T-shirt for that one.
Yeah.
Or Shade Balls.
Or Shade Balls.
Shade Balls.
Hey, let me ask you this. If you had not done, you ever think about this? If you hadn't decided to stick with it, what you might be doing now as a young man, what would you be doing?
I don't even know, you know.
Really?
As an Asian man, I have a couple choices. But I don't know. I don't know. I was not very ambitious when I was a kid. You know, my dream job was to be a bus driver. I loved my own bus driver that took the kids
to school and everything
school.
And practice and
it
all
was
that.
Just,
yeah.
He was just so cool chilling on his chair with the steering wheel that's kind of like, you know, it's not the steering wheel is not in front of you, it's actually near your stomach,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah,
and you, that's how you
he
thought
was,
that was
chilling. What was his
thing.
Name, do you remember his name at all?
I don't remember, but
describe
my
bus,
him he was a
middle-aged guy,
middle-aged man,
big man,
white,
black, Asian, what was he?
He was a white dude, you know, just driving that bus,
chilling,
the turtle bus, I remember that.
Yeah,
with a cigarette in his mouth. No, hopefully not. But
all right, Charles, get on the bus.
Get on.
We gotta go. We're late. That is super cool. Anything coming up that is unusual for you? I mean, you play with symphonies all over the place. You played in a cavern or a grotto. That's unusual.
Right.
But anything else like that? You got a TV thing or?
Well, let me tell you, I almost didn't come to this and a couple other. Shows because I got asked to do a movie.
And now we're talking.
I got asked to do a movie. This was a couple, you know, well, half a year ago. And of course I turned it down. That's why I'm here. But
well, what was the story? What? Why were you approached? What were they looking for? Were they looking for you to play?
They wanted an Asian violin player. Like,
yeah.
He was a lead role.
Wow.
And it was a period piece. It's about this Asian dude that... you know, he was kind of like the Asian Schindler. He saved a lot of Jews back in World War II. And
all right, I don't want to criticize you anything, but what are you doing sitting here? What's going on?
That's right,
Why are you with Greg and Dan?
Well,
you
it was the Greg and Dan show or this. And,
what? That's awesome, dude. Well,
it was cool. It was cool. I thought about it, but I'm not an actor. I was in Spy Kids 2 when I was a kid for 10 seconds, but this was 2 hours.
Wow, we just
role.
Watched the Spy Kids marathon.
My
7-year-old.
Where were you? What were you doing?
In Spy Kids 2?
Yeah.
I was an Asian spy for 10 seconds. I was in a banquet, and I was introduced to the main guys.
Yeah.
And, I said, ni hao, which is hi in Chinese.
Oh,
thank you.
Done.
Thank you.
What an actor. And you say you're not an actor.
And he nailed it.
Right, and he nailed it right there right without even looking.
How is it with, and you're part of a group of younger musicians who are kind of breaking away from the old stereotype of what symphonies are. You're adding a whole new flavor to
it. Sure.
Is that kind of fun?
Oh, it's great. I mean, that's a big passion of mine. You know, it's actually become more of my career than a concerto soloist. You know, I do so many different kinds of... Like I said, next week I'm doing something with Misty Copeland, who is, you know... Right now, she's the hottest ballerina out there.
That's an amazing story. Her story is amazing.
Her story is incredible.
Yeah, she started way late.
yeah,
and all that stuff, and exactly, told her she couldn't do it, and she
and
did it anyway.
She wanted to be a bus driver.
Yeah, she
right,
liked
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
Hey, can you hang tight a second? Can you hang tight?
Yeah.
Can you take some Yang time, just for a couple
Yang
of
time.
Yang time.
Yang time.
Charles Yang, tonight at Kelleher's, tomorrow on the Quad at Bradley, Saturday night at the Civic Center with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra, one of our favorite guests. We'll come back and talk more in just a couple of minutes. 1470 100.3 WMBD, Charles Yang, Peoria Symphony Orchestra. He's here all week in town. He'll be performing Saturday night. Carnival is the name of the show. It kicks off the season, and we can't be more excited to have you here, Charles. It's always great to see you, buddy. That's Saturday. Tonight it's Kelleher's, 7 to 9. If you want to come down, you're going to be playing with the Brazilianaires. They are wonderful. It'll be outdoors. The weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be nice. And then we're going to film a movie. You're going to be an Asian spy kid who is also saving Jewish people from World War II.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all rolled out. We rolled those two movies together.
Yeah.
What's on your website? I'm looking at your website. Tell me about that. What can I do over there?
You could help change it.
Do you need a new website? Dan and I, we're great at this. We're great at it. You want us to change it?
Yeah, it's a click of a button. No, I haven't touched it in a while.
All right.
But my Facebook page, that's the one I use.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's go. What's the name of your Facebook page?
Just Charles Yang Music.
Just Charles Yang Music. I'm going to look at it right now. And what am I going to find over there? Big Black Couch?
Oh, you can see my cave. You can see my cave video.
Hey, can you put the Big Black Couch on there?
I have. I think
you already
I
have before?
Yeah.
Well, we did it today because it's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
You did the couch with us maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember
two
when.
2 years ago.
So put it back up there for people. We just looked at it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
And how do you like being in Peoria? Everybody treating you now all right? Nobody's like,
no, they're everyone
nice,
here's just
super
been
nice.
Been really mean to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Start giving me names. Is there any of them Vicky?
Like, yeah, Vicky.
Vicky.
Maestro Joyce DeLudo.
Oh, yeah, he can be a pain.
Yeah, Greg and Dan.
Wait a minute. Does your family ever come see you perform?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Does that make you nuts? Does it make you more nervous?
I actually like it now. I like it now. When I was a kid, and I was like, Dad, Mom, why?
Yeah, your mom was a violinist. Did she critique you, or?
Oh, you know, she would, yeah, for a while, you know, as a kid. It's like, I'm so happy that I had a concert. It was done. And she's like, this place was no good.
Wow. You do imitations. That was
yeah,
perfect.
Good, right?
I know your mom. That was perfect.
I was a spy kid too.
It was right on there. Good to see you, man. Charles Yang Music on Facebook. Find out how to get tickets at the Peoria Civic Center box office or PeoriaCivicCenter.com. The show is tonight at Kelleher's. It's Saturday night at the Civic Center. Is it free tonight? Is it free? It's open to the public at Kelleher's. Come and see Charles rock it out with the Brazilianaires. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
It is time for news. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 1470 100.3 WMBD. Stimulating talk.